In Illinois, 868 public school teachers have jobs even though they have failed a basic skills test and never passed one. Far more teachers have failed the test at least once and then gone on to pass. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, which investigated test results among teachers, experts in educational testing say the basic skills test is so easy, an 8th or 9th grader should pass it on the first try. The Sun-Times discovered a teacher in the suburban Elgin District 46 who, although teaching English as a second language, has failed 9 basic skills tests as well as a dozen other tests for teachers. Reporter Rosalind Rossi writes about the public schools for the Sun-Times. Rosalind Rossi, first, the basic skills test. What sort of questions must someone answer to pass it?
The questions on the test cover grammar, reading, writing, and mathematics. Our experts that looked at it said there was nothing more difficult in math than pre-algebra. Most of the questions were basic arithmetic. The grammar questions are very simple, punctuation, some spelling, and of course we're basing this on a sample test, which is of the same difficulty level. One question asked teachers to pick out which was the correct word to use in a sentence, worse, worser, or worstest.
And this is the test that, well, it's a couple of thousand people have failed at least once.
Right.
Isn't passage of the test in some way required in order to have a teaching certificate in Illinois?
Well, many of those people went on to eventually pass the test. What's of concern to some people is that the test is a very low-level test, and some experts say if someone gives this test their best effort and fails it and then goes on to pass it again, some experts wonder what that teacher might look like in a classroom.
Some people argue that a teacher who might do very well on tests might not do well in the classroom and vice versa. I gather in this case, you and your colleagues on the Sun-Times series were persuaded that this test is so elementary that somebody would have to be able to pass it to be a credible teacher.
Well, no test is perfect, but we looked at a trend analysis, and we looked at the large-scale trend, and over, experts told us that they were very concerned about multiple flunkers on the basic skills test. They were also very concerned about the uneven distribution of teachers who had failed at least one test. If nothing else, it indicates that the neediest schools in the state are forced to be less selective about which teachers they're hiring. Their teachers do not have the same easy facility with subject matter and basic skills material as teachers that are teaching in more affluent districts. The study also gives you a snapshot, Robert, of what the future will look like if we continue to allow school districts to waive testing requirements and to issue emergency permits.
I mean, one inference one could draw from all of this is that in the labor market of public school education, the supply is simply so much less than the demand that people who oughtn't to be qualified as teachers obviously have an easy time getting a job.
Yes, and unfortunately that is a problem that will probably get worse before it gets better, because the baby boomer generation that's teaching right now is all going to be retiring, and that's why everyone's predicting in our coming decade we're going to need more teachers than at any time in the history of the United States.
Well, Rosalind Rossi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, Robert.
Rosalind Rossi covers the public schools for the Chicago Sun-Times.